From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Big election in Myanmar. Vote counting is underway following that nation's first free election in a quarter of a century. Voters were seen walking about with ink-stained fingers, indicating they had cast their ballots, many of them for the first time in their lives. European Union election observer Alexander Graf Lambsdorff spoke to reporters as the election got underway.
So far, what we are observing is a procedure that looks as if it is rather reliable. It is not free of flaws or shortcomings, but we didn't expect that.
Some 32 million people were registered to vote to select from more than 6,000 candidates for both houses of the national parliament and regional assemblies. Election officials say the turnout was 80%. Europeans are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands. The exodus follows the recent airline crash that killed hundreds of Russian tourists. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said by the end of Sunday, 5,000 British citizens will have left the Red Sea destination. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his government last week to facilitate the return of Russian travelers from Egypt. Militants claiming affiliation with Islamic State claimed the attack. However, the head of Egypt's investigation team says no conclusions have been reached about what brought the airliner down. Gunmen stormed into a bar in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, late Saturday and killed at least 9 people. Witnesses said the attackers ordered people sitting outside to come inside the building and then opened fire. Witnesses told the French news agency the gunmen wore police uniforms. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act, but he says the leaks will not stop him from moving forward with church reforms. 2 people, a high-ranking Holy See official and an Italian woman who is a public relations expert, were arrested last week on suspicion of leaking church documents. Authorities say a Palestinian rammed his car into a group of Israelis in the West Bank Sunday, injuring at least 3 people before Israeli police opened fire and killed the assailant. The incident is the latest in a wave of violence to hit Israel and the Palestinian territories since the start of October. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to Washington for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Robert Berger reports.
Netanyahu says his meeting with the U.S. leader will focus on strengthening the security of Israel in the wake of the nuclear deal between the world powers and Iran. Netanyahu told his cabinet the United States has always been committed to preserving Israel's qualitative edge amid the changing balance of power in the Middle East. This is the first meeting between the two leaders since the controversial nuclear agreement was signed in July. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conceded defeat, suffering a major political setback Sunday when his party was trounced in parliamentary elections in one of India's biggest states. In still incomplete unofficial returns aired on television channel NDTV, voting in Bihar state shows Mr. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, leading in the contests for only 61 seats in Bihar's 243-seat assembly, while a coalition of rival parties was leading in the races for 176 seats. Croatian voters went to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament. A key exit poll shows the opposition Croatian Democratic Union and the ruling Social Democratic Party in a virtual tie. Campaigning for Uganda's presidential election officially begins Monday. Candidates include incumbent President Yoweri Museveni, former Prime Minister Patrick Amama N'Bazbazi, and main opposition leader Kizza Besigye. The campaign is due to end February 16th. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room in the U.S. capital, Washington, D.C. American and Russian authorities are trying to determine the cause of the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lesin. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.